And we're working again for you this morning. Good morning. My name is Tony Bush, and welcome to the BizTalk program this morning. The BizTalk program is brought to you each weekend by the Score Chapter. I'm Tony Bush and co-host Randy Melzer. We're talking about the Score Chapter. We want to bring them up to date a little, bring the audience up to date a little bit with what's going on with Simple Steps.
Right. We are doing the Simple Steps program. Those of you who are not familiar with it, we have a five-step program for those of you who are interested in starting a business and want to know how to put together a business plan for that business. The program is going to be, the remaining four classes are going to be on June the 6th, June 13th, June 20th, June 27th. They are from 6 until 9 p.m. at the SCORE office, at the Chamber office in Appleton here. The cost is $25, and on those, we're going to be covering the idea, first of all, of basic business concepts. We're also going to be talking about marketing and include things on social media, as well as we'll be working with the financial projections. We're going to be doing one whole session on that. And then the last session, you'll be handling, along with Chip Coonan, doing things about...
Where to find the money.
And also where to find the money.
You got to go find that pot of gold.
Right. If you are interested or have not signed up for this yet and still would want to take part, you can go out to the SCORE website, and that is at www.foxcities.score.org. Click on the registration there. You can still register for all four programs, and it will be a $100 fee for the four programs, $25
each. And when are they again, Randy? They're starting this coming Wednesday.
Wednesday the 6th, and each Wednesday thereafter, it'll be the 6th, the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th. The other thing I wanted to just mention real quickly, if we have just a second left here, is the Fast Start Launch Program, Fast Launch Program for Veterans.
Veterans, yeah. Yep.
We mentioned it a little bit last week, but for those of you who are a veteran out there, and it doesn't matter what theater of operations you were in, but if you are a veteran, have any thoughts about starting a business and are looking for help, the Fast Start Program, Fast Launch Program is an excellent program for you. Go out to the score.org. That's the national website. Click on the link to the Veterans Fast Launch Initiative. One of the good things about it is if you're interested in attending the Quick Start program that we have, our Simple Steps program, what you need to do is to register, and also there's a coupon on that site that you can get. Turn in that coupon, and your registration would be free.
The $100
would be paid for.
So where, again, do they find the Veterans Fast Start Program? The
Veterans Fast Start Program is at score.org. That is the national website for SCORE. And then come back and register with us at our local website, which is at www.foxcities.score.org.
And when they go to score.org, there's a place there that says Vets Fast Start
Correct.
Program?
Veterans Fast Launch Initiative.
Okay.
And it has a lot of other things besides the free training programs. It's all done in connection with a number of major sponsors that we're involved with.
Maybe what we can do this week is get that link put on the BizTalk website.
Yes, it should be up there.
Yeah. So that would be at biztalkwithscore.com.
Correct.
Yeah. Great. Thanks, Randy.
Okay.
Yeah, the Simple Steps program is really informative. This is our third session with this program. We've had a number of people go through the first two. They were very satisfied with it. I think this attendance is up to around 10 or 12 right now. I talked to a young man the other day. He signed up for it. I'm glad to see the people turning out. We do have SCORE mentors coming to those sessions as well.
Right.
So there's a lot of good networking going on. And the other thing that we provide to the people attending the program is we give them a disc. And on that disc are all the handouts for the Simple Steps four sessions.
Yes.
Including
yes.
the financial spreadsheets.
Yeah, and that's worth the price of admission right there.
Oh, that's worth a lot of money because it gives the person who's attending, the business owner, the opportunity to apply and understand how cash flow and accounting
right.
and income statement balance sheets, how those things work. So,
right. Yeah,
and you can put your own data in it, too.
Yes, absolutely. The first session coming up is going to be, like I said, on business concepts. We are going to have...
Kurt Haling,
yep,
will be there from Albertson Haling.
Yep.
He will be talking about the different types of business models. In other words, do you want to be a sole proprietorship, an LLC, S-Corp, C-Corp?
Right.
Exactly what that really means, how you do that, and what it's all involved in it. So that's going to be the opening session this coming Wednesday.
Yep. Well, we're going to take a moment now and thank our sponsors for bringing the program to you each weekend. We couldn't do this without these sponsors, and we're very appreciative for their financial and their participation and support of the BizTalk program. Those sponsors include Associated Bank. We're very happy. They're one of our longest-running sponsors, and they've been with us a long time. We really appreciate their support. Albertson Haling CPA Firm. As Randy just mentioned, Kurt Haling is going to be doing the presentation Wednesday on business models at the Simple Steps program. We'd also like to thank Lakeview Credit Union for being a sponsor. They have offices in Neenah and Appleton, three offices in the Valley. Also, the Hurling Clark Law Firm. We really appreciate the work that Chuck Kaler and Greg Curtis and others have done over there. We've had them on our program. We have all of our sponsors on our program every quarter, so you get an opportunity to call in with questions and ask those experts some questions during the show. We also want to thank the Business News for promoting the BizTalk program in their biweekly periodical. The Business News comes out every 2 weeks. The cost is $20 a year, and if you're not already subscribed to it, I would highly recommend you do. I get it. And it does contain good business information for East Central Wisconsin for your business. And finally, we'd like to thank eBiz Results. eBiz Results has helped us build our new website for BizTalk with Score. You can visit that at biztalkwithscore.com. And it's interactive. Randy and I are still learning all the,
right,
the new geeky things about it, but it's very powerful and very colorful, and it's lively. So go visit us at biztalkwithscore.com.
Yeah, Tony, on that same point, just to remind people, too, if and you're not up to the idea of giving us a call and coming up online on the air, you can email us through the contact section.
There you go.
Of the new website. So, like I said, it's been one of those mornings so far. Bear with me. You got a brand new set.
Yeah, we're taking emails now. So if you want to email us a question,
right,
just like Rush,
right,
Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, you can email us a question on the air. And Randy's got his computer fired up right here, and
right,
let's put it to work.
So whatever you do, just go on out to the new site that is biztalkwithscore.org. And just take a look through it. But if you have any comments, click on the comments.
Is it .org or .com?
It is .com. I'm really not having a good day today.
BizTalkWithScore.com.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, we're going to take a quick break. We have a great guest this morning. It's Mr. Bob Gable. Bob is a Score mentor, an experienced business owner, and he's one of our best mentors. So please stay tuned. Give us a call this morning. I'll give out those numbers. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. And we've got all our wires crossed correctly.
Oh, yes.
No more banging on the microphones, Randy.
I'll try.
We're all set. We're going to have a great show.
Okay.
And all that's behind us.
Right. I'm going to have a lot more fun now than I had that first 10 minutes.
There,
so
we
we'll go.
Go
from there.
But I'd really like, it's really an honor to have this gentleman with us this morning. His name is Bob Gable, and he's a Score mentor. He's a retired gentleman. He's probably one of the wisest and most trustworthy. I mean, when people meet Bob and they want to talk to him, they feel comfortable right away. He's not an interrogating kind of guy. He's what mentors are about. So good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Now, welcome to the program, Bob.
Thank you.
Bob, tell us a little bit about your background. You were in business, and then you started to be with the Score chapter back in the mid-80s, I think. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, when I got out of engineering school, I joined a national air conditioning manufacturer as a sales engineer. 5 or 6 years of that, and then I joined a very accomplished plumbing and heating contractor, which was facing an opportunity of growth, and so it was and I stayed there for 30 years. At the end of 30 years, I was pretty well burned out and went into the business of some rental property. And after that time, I served as an arbitrator in some construction disputes with American Arbitration Association. So it's been an interesting career, and I've been very happy with it.
And you started as a SCORE mentor back in the mid-'80s, was it, you
said? Mid-'80s, yes. Yep.
And you've been with the chapter. You had a little vacation in there for a little while, and then you came back to the chapter. And we're very happy to have you in the chapter, Bob. Thanks a lot for being on the show this morning.
Good. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, we're always looking to have somebody who has a real interesting background, a lot of experience to become SCORE mentors. And, Bob, that's the one thing that you do bring is an awful lot of experience over the years. Just as an idea, over the years, business, everybody says, oh, yeah, business has changed. How do you feel about that? Is it are we still doing it the same way, or has things changed a lot over the years that you've seen?
Well, there have been a lot of changes technologically.
Yes.
You know, the first obvious thing is the computer era.
Mm-hmm.
I can recall when we got our first computer, and it was weird by today's standards.
Oh, yes.
I should also tell you that we did a large office building back in the 60s, did the heating and air conditioning in it. And this building had a floor, a half of the floor was the computer area.
Right.
A series of very large, you know, computers. Nowadays, I suppose the whole thing would be shrunken into a laptop.
Probably. Yeah, basically, yeah.
And back then,
that's one of the big changes.
Okay. Yeah.
And back then, Bob, I remember they had to have special air conditioning, humidity controlled rooms to have these computers in. It wasn't just the computer.
Yes, exactly. The computer generated so much heat
that
that had to be dealt with year round.
Right.
So,
Bob, in terms of being a SCORE mentor, and you are a great example for a lot of mentors to follow. What are some things that businesses need today that, you know, in your experience of being a business owner yourself and now as a mentor, what do you see as some top needs business owners should be paying attention to?
Are you talking there about someone thinking of going into business, a fresh?
Going into business, and those might even apply to those in business already. Yep.
Well, let's start with those going into business. When I deal with a SCORE client, the first thing we talk about is a business plan. And interestingly, over the last few months, it seems to me that more of our clients understand what I'm talking about with a business plan. Further back in the past, you would mention a business plan and it didn't register.
Right. The eyes would kind of glaze over
and they'd
look at you. Yes.
But that's we spend most of the interview with a business plan. I have a copy that I give to each of them that I've taken out of a publication. And we try to talk about the need to do this thoroughly, and the business plan must tell what the business is going to do, what the territory is, what the product is, where the employees are coming from, how it's going to be financed, customer relations, sales. A business plan just has to cover all those items, and I tell people that it may sound like a overwhelming project, but all of these questions will come up to these people.
Right.
If they go in business without the plan, they're going to be faced with all these choices and solutions.
Yep, so, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
In addition to the business plan, you mentioned a couple of other things that, like experience.
Oh, indeed.
What about experience, Bob?
Oh, it's so important. Some people, I think, have the wrong impression that a business will run itself, the customers will flock in and take care of it. But unless this person really understands what they're going to get into, they're going to have a big problem. I remember having a Skorklat one time a number of years ago who wanted to start a restaurant. And during our discussions, we talked about the business plan and all. And at one point, I asked him, why did you pick the restaurant? What? And he said, well, he had recently been laid off his job and had always wanted to run a restaurant. And this seemed to be an opportunity. Well, I said to him, without some experience, I really caution you. I said, the best advice I think I can give you is that since you're out of work right now, why don't you find a job at a restaurant? And I don't really care whether it's the busboy or the chef or the waiter, whatever. But spend a couple of years working in a restaurant and learning as much as you can about the business. Mm-hmm. That's not going to help him much with the management of the of a restaurant.
Right.
But he's going to know a whole lot more about
what
they're about. Yep. So experience is very important.
Just another point on when you're talking about the business plan. One of the things that I see people do is they'll come up and say, well, I don't really need a business plan because I'm not going to be looking for financing. Why do I need a business plan? What would you tell that person?
Well, that's where I tell them you've got to describe this business in detail, starting with what the product is, and where the territory, financing. All of these things are mm-hmm. are there. The business has to be described.
Okay.
Foresee any as many of the big problems as you can.
Right.
And even with a good business plan, you're not going to find them all.
Right. Everything right. That's got to be able to be flexible. But you the main reason I usually explain it to them same thing. You've got to have it down on paper. You have to have it in writing.
It's your roadmap.
Yeah. Because if you don't know what it is now, as you go along and you hit all these problems, these lumps in the road, you're not going to have anything to turn back to.
That's right.
You're caught completely off guard.
Right. Randy, you raise a good point. A lot of business owners are seeking financing to start their business. And so the banker says, where's your business plan? And they build a business plan more to satisfy the lender to get the money than to really develop their own plan, which they should then share with the lender in support for the loan. So even if you don't need a loan, Randy, you're right. You got to have a business plan.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay.
When I talk to a client about the business plan, at some point in discussion, I will ask them, "Are you going to need a loan?"
Mm-hmm.
And in most cases, yes. And I will say, "Well, the success in getting the loan will depend greatly on how good the plan is."
Absolutely. Yep.
The banker has to be convinced that a business can survive, be profitable, and return the loan.
Yes, absolutely right, Bob. Yeah. There was a third element too, Bob. We talked about the business plan, we talked about experience, and the third element you had mentioned was adequate financing. People have to have enough money to keep the business going.
Yeah, that's correct. One of the things, to digress a little bit from that, financing can sometimes come from joining a business.
Right.
I've observed probably a dozen or more plumbing and heating shops that just have gone out of business over these many years. Not because they were underfinanced, or not because they were bankrupt, but just because there was no succession. The person that runs the business reaches an age of retirement age, decides that...
Burnout.
Yeah, burnout, yep.
Yep.
What is he faced with? He's faced with selling some used trucks, some tools and equipment, probably some obsolete inventory, and comes out with, and the business just collapses. There are so many enterprising young people that could come into that situation and over a period of time acquire the business. The old owner will come out with value, also with respect, and the new rookie will come out with a successful business.
A lot of that, though, as you said, depends on a succession plan.
You bet.
How far, you know, that's one of the questions, is how far in advance should I plan for discontinuing the business for succession?
Well, I think it should start maybe by the time the business owner gets to about 50.
Okay.
And that's variable because it depends on the experience of the new person.
Right.
You know, if the new person has got a pretty good knowledge of it, can take the
right.
take place earlier. However, in most of the situations that I'm thinking about, there's a time element to transfer the values.
Right.
Probably a number of years.
Okay.
The business seller, however, has to be willing to give up some control.
True. Yeah.
He's in effect bringing in a partner, and
he's not going to make all the decisions anymore.
Right.
He's
got right.
He's got to let
right.
the young guy do it.
So you're touching on something that comes into play, and that's with the existing owner. Some of the problems that they face in realizing they have to make this change. What comes into play with a person when you're going to say, well, I'm going to, you know, hand this over to somebody else? What are the biggest drawbacks?
With the existing owner, well, he has to be sure that he wants to do this. And the incoming person has to do that too. I sometimes compare a situation like that with a marriage. Being in business with someone can be, in some a lot of respects, can be almost like a marriage.
We got to be careful, Bob, because there's a lot of guys listening who might want to have a succession plan for their wives. So I know your point. But I'd like to give out the phone numbers quickly. If you have a question for Bob, if you're thinking of starting a business or you want to go into business or you're at that point in your career where you'd like to have a succession plan going, give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150 here in Appleton. And if you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. 866-887-1150.
Okay, yeah, when we were just talking there a little bit about that, the one area that you didn't mention is the word ego that comes in to any business owner. And that's normal for an entrepreneur. They've got to have that ego. How does that fall into play when you're talking about succession?
It can be a big problem.
Okay.
And some of those are not solvable. I think we all know how we've all known some people who have an enormous ego. I would be surprised if anything could be done with them to make it go.
Okay, all righty.
Maybe you got to be mature.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a caller on the line. Good morning, David. You have a question for Bob this morning?
Yeah. Hey, morning. You know, I'm glad your guest raised the issue of institutional memory. I'm in my 50s, and I took economics back in the 1980s. And when I was taking both financial management and economics, we were taught that what's called the price-earnings ratio, the P.E. ratio, a smart one was about 20-to-1 ratio.
Yeah.
Just within 5 years after I got out of that course, they were already teaching the kids that 60-to-1 was more normal.
Well,
60-to-1 versus 20-to-1. And so the idea of institutional memory is profound, but the idea that the succeeding generation has been massively cheated by forcing them to accept numbers that are so artificial, that, you know, obviously the country is screwed up because we've now got, you know, kids in their 40s, 30s and 40s that are in financial institutions that are dealing with numbers that are so arbitrary and artificial that that nobody can keep up with them. And so the idea of institutional memory in management of whether it's a small company or large is profound.
Yep. Bob?
Well, the P-E ratio is important. There are a lot of people who would not buy a stock, let's say a publicly traded stock, with a P-E ratio of 60.
The P-E ratio is price to earnings.
Yep.
So,
right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, price earnings ratio. I don't think I see too many of them that high. The economy now has kind of taken its toll on price earnings ratios too.
Mm-hmm. About pump and dump. In other words, if they were teaching these kids that was a logical number, and they were actually using those standards back in the 90s, then they built up this huge false collateral, which creates the pump and dump that we're in the dump cycle right now, because they pumped, back in the 90s or in the, first decade of the new century.
Yeah, Dave? Yeah, right. I understand what you're saying there as far as the changes and so on. And I think that's what Bob was getting at, too, is over the years there's been a number of changes. And these are the things that you have to take into consideration when you are doing a succession plan. I think that's what we were getting at, is to come onto that thing. So we appreciate that idea. Anything additional you wanted to ask directly?
Well, it was just along those lines that generations going to colleges and universities are being taught these fake standards. And so those kids are growing up to become, whether they're politicians, whether they're city councilmen, whether they're business owners, and these fake standards are forcing the nation to pay off the debt of entirely criminal collateral. I think I heard that the subprime, the entire value of the world was valued at about $24 trillion a few years ago,
right.
But the subprimers had actually pumped it up to $71 trillion of their false collateral. So they had basically created a threefold false collateral of the entire value of the entire world.
Dave, we want to thank you for the call and the comment. That's a very good point you raised, and we really do want to thank you for that. And in terms of what the kids are learning in school today compared to 30, 40, 50 years ago, a 20 PE versus a 60 PE, there is a term out there. It's market correction. And I think what these kids are finding out is when they get into the real world and they try to go start a business and they've got this glamour idea of a 60 PE, the lenders, the marketplace, they're going to drive it back to practical numbers. Would you agree with that, Bob?
Yes, sure.
I mean,
they have to, because it cannot exists the way it's going.
Yeah, the reality of the marketplace is it's not going to support a 90. It's going to be a 10 or a 5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The reality is it goes in cycles.
That's right.
And there are a number of other things in those areas, too, that you have to consider.
Right.
So just working off of one specific concept there isn't going to help you.
We're going to have to take our last break here, Randy. It's about 10 minutes till 10. We'll take a break here, come back for the last segment. We'll give out the numbers one more time when we come back. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Now, welcome back to BizTalk. I'll give out the number one more time, and then we're going to be ending our program in another 7 minutes or so, 8 minutes. Our number here is 281-1150, 281-1150. Our TDS Metricom toll-free line for outside Appleton callers, 1-866-887-1150.
And again, just a reminder, if you want to put a comment in, that we will be able to address it later, go on out to the new website, and that is at biztalkwithscore.com.
There you go. Bob, we were talking a little bit about your experience and the things you've observed in your career as a business owner and as a mentor in the SCORE chapter since 1985 or the mid-80s. What is your perception, Bob, of the role of SCORE in the community and in your role as a mentor? How do you see your role, the chapter and you personally?
Well, I'd like to think that all mentors and the chapter itself are really doing some good for the area. A young person who wants to get into business need some help from somebody. In many cases, they do not even recognize the problem.
Right.
And
right.
That's not being critical of them
just
at all.
Just inexperience.
It's just lack of experience.
Exactly.
I think that if a mentor can help a new prospect get organized and maybe even take a critical look at his or her possibilities. I'm always careful not to discourage a client, but in almost every case, I do point out to them that statistics show that, depending on what statistic you use, show that anywhere from 80% or more new businesses will fail within the first 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they fail for what reasons? The first one comes to mind is a business plan, mm-hmm. because they got to know where they're going. It may be finances, it may be an accident, but if we could just save some young people from a serious experience, I think that's worthwhile.
And it's exactly right. What is being a mentor meant to you, Bob?
Well, I guess it's the same thing. I enjoy meeting these young people. Most of them are young, not all of them.
Right.
Perhaps we emphasize too much the word young, because there are opportunities for people further along in life. But if we can do some good for them, that's I guess what it means.
If we can do some good for them, Bob, nobody loses.
Right. That's right.
You know, they create jobs. We feel good. There's a sense of gratification from helping them. The business owner is successful.
Right. Those are the different goals and so on that SCORE sets. I know I've always said the same ones. Basically, for SCORE, I have two goals. One is to help people succeed if they're going to start a business. Mm-hmm. The other goal is to help people avoid failure. That may sound a lot alike, but it isn't. It keeps you from taking that $100,000 and investing it and having it go down the tubes on you. Sometimes you have to sit back. You haven't got the experience. You haven't got the time. You don't know what you've gotten into. And the answer is no. As you said, go back, take a couple of years and work in the restaurant to learn the business. Mm-hmm. Go to work with a plumbing company if you want to be involved in that. Yep. Find out what it means.
Bob, you mentioned you don't want to discourage the client. Nobody really wants to discourage anyone, but we can't avoid the reality of what the facts might be showing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we can't sugarcoat the reality of things.
That's correct. That's a little problem for the mentor, to be careful that he gets the message across without undue discouragement.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. People can walk away with a no answer when they go apply for a loan, Randy. You have folks come in, I'm sorry, we can't make this loan for you. And they feel down. But if we take the time to explain why, they feel better about being told no than to just be told no and not understanding why.
Yeah,
I think that's a mentor's role, is to try to explain what's the reason why. Right. And maybe you can come back at this business venture in 5 or 10 years when things change.
Or even if you come back with it in a year after having had enough experience or enough counseling. The one nice thing about that with SCORE is that the counseling sessions are free.
Right.
Yep.
So,
well, Bob, I guess one of the...
You want to leave a biz tip?
Pardon?
A biz tip? A little tip?
Yeah.
You were going to say something and I cut you off and I apologize for that.
Oh, one of the things I think a mentor should do is cover as many of the problems, many of the subjects as they can during the first session.
Right.
In the business plan, we've talked about that in great detail. But if we also cover insurance coverages, how a business is going to be structured, corporation, LLC, what it is, any permits and codes and licenses that are involved, if we get all of those things before the client it helps them decide whether they really want to do this or not.
Exactly. And there's more and more regulations today in business than there were back in the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is today there are more and more need for help.
Right.
I think everybody that we see, Tony, you and I and Bob, we've all had our clients, and they all are looking for help. And just as a aside to that, those of you out there who've been in business and want to help, you've got the experience, you've got the background, you've got the knowledge, come back to the SCORE chapter and come out and help. We need you.
We're looking for volunteers.
Right.
If anybody out in the listening audience would like to volunteer with the SCORE organization, please give us a call at 734-7101, 734-7101, or check us out at the website foxcities.score.org. Bob, we have about 40 seconds left. Would you like to leave a biz tip for our listening audience? Some words of wisdom? A pearl of wisdom?
Plan carefully.
Very well said.
Yeah.
Just two words. But it's a real critical tip. And without planning, if we fail to plan, we're planning to fail.
That's right.
So, Bob, your words are very welcome. Thank you so much for being our guest this morning, Bob.
Very welcome.
Enjoyed having you here.
It was really good to have you on the show, and we look forward to seeing you at the SCORE meeting this Thursday.
Right, and I promise to leave my gremlin at home next week.
No gremlins next weekend. Well, don't forget the Simple Steps program starts this Wednesday night.
Right.
So if you have any questions on that, go to foxcities.score.org. And that's it for our show this morning. We'll talk to you next week. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.